Today's daf is daf nun aleph. Today's learning is sponsored for Shema for Brian Delea Bas Yehudis Ariella and Lila Nishwas Rav Shmuel Moshe Ben Yosef too by Ariella and Jonathan Brody. Okay, so let's take. We got to the bottom of nun and beis, the last two lines, rather last two words. So now the first half of the Gemara is a bit tricky. The second half really moves very, very fast. So let's begin as follows. Amar Rava, going on to daf nun aleph. Now the Gemara says my taima the Rebbe Gamliel. So we saw in the beginning of the mission, the beginning of the parak, that the Rebbe Gamliel said, "Ein get achar get ve'ein maimer achar maimer." So we didn't really explain why that is. So now the Gemara is going to address what's the reason. So the Gemara explains, "My time at the Rebbe Gamliel." So the Mesap Kalei, he was unsure whether get idachi ilo dachi, whether or not a get has the ability to be doche the first yivama or not, and also maimer ikani ilo kani, if the maimer also has the ability to acquire. Now he explains further. Get idachi lo dachi. Do we say that the get has the ability to be docha or doesn't have the ability to be docha? Now, I kama dachi. If the get has the ability to be docha, the first one, so then basta my covet. So what was accomplished by the second giving of the get? So that's why ain get achar get. The first one was a good get, so there's no need for a second get. I kama lo dachi. If the get did not have the ability to docha the first wife, the first woman, so then basta nami lo dachi. That means the second one wouldn't work either. So the question really is whether or not the first get would be effective or not. But the second one certainly would not. Because again, if the first get is good, so the second get is not good. The first get is not good, and the second get isn't good either. So that's his suffix legabe, the get. And with respect to Mimer, ikani ilokani, he was unsure whether or not Mimer has the ability to acquire or not acquire. Ikam ikani, if when he did Mimer to the first Yavama, it acquired her, so the second one, there's no Zika anymore. So kani, so ikam ikani, basi my covet. What has been accomplished by giving Mimer a second time? Vikama lokani, if the mimer for the first woman wasn't effective, that means the basanami lokani, the second one, wouldn't be effective either. So either way, his suffix was about the first get and the first mimer, but the second one certainly wouldn't be good at all. And that was his explanation. So now the Gemara asks a question. This is a very, very tricky question. The Gemara says, Asivet. Abaya challenges Rava's understanding. He says, Umoda, Rabban Gamliel agrees. We saw this much earlier in Daf Chav Zayin. Sheyesh get achar mimer. Umaimer acher get. So what we know about Rabbi Gamliel is ein maimer acher maimer vein get acher get. But if you switch them around, there is get acher maimer and there's maimer acher get. Fine. Now this second part is what you need to bring the raya from. The get acher bia umaimer, and there's also maimer acher bia the get. So now even though it's said in a certain way, it's actually the opposite order. So the first case is there's get. It's after bia, that was after mimer. In other words, moving forward, it was really mimer, bia, then get. That was the first case. Mimer, bia, and get. So we're putting bia in between the mimer and get. And then the second question, other way around. Then there's mimer, acher, bia, the get, meaning it's get, bia, mimer. So again, get, acher, mimer, and mimer, acher, get, that works. Now we're putting bia in that same case. Get, bia, mimer, or mimer, bia, get. He admits in that case, it's going to be effective. So now that's the setup. That's the case. So now he wonders, I'll say outside, maybe we'll go through Rashi. We'll see if we have to go through Rashi or not. But as follows. If it's true, let's say the first case of Mimer, Acher, Get. Sorry, Get, Acher, Bia, Mimer. So in case Mimer, followed by a Bia, followed by a Get. That Get should not be effective at all. Why not? Because if you hold that the Mimer is a good, is accomplished something, it's done, so then everything afterwards doesn't make a difference anymore. If Mimer was worthless, so then when he did Bia afterwards, that Bia was kona everything, which case the get given afterwards would also be meaningless. So why would he agree in this situation that a get that was given after a Mimer than a Bia, it would be effective? We'll look at Rashi in a second to explain that. So look at Rashi. So Rashi says, and I got to say one more time, now if the first Mimer that was given was nothing was accomplished, so then we view that as nothing happening. Then when Bia was done, we know Bia, when Bia is done, l'chachila, first thing is done is Bia, that acquires everything. So we'll look at one more line of the Gemara, then we'll look at Rashi. Again, Eisvei Abaye, Umodi Rabban Gamliel, Shiesh Get Acher Mimer, Umimer Acher Get. We're going to address why that works in just a moment. The Get, which is Acher Bia Umimer, or Mimer, that's Acher HaBia V'Get. Now, Ibn Safkele, the Rabban Gamliel, if he's really unsure whether Mimer or Get really has any effect, Teve Kibia l'chachila, V'Tikni. So let's ignore the initial bia, or rather, let's ignore the initial mimer, or ignore the initial get as if it didn't exist, and let the second maisa, which was a bia, really be the beginning, and let it be taknei, the ha, tanan, Habi'ila bezman shi b'tchila ein acharei klum. When the bia was done first, everything afterwards is ineffective. Once one a yavam did bia to the yavama, anything else done to another yavama is ineffective because bia really finalized everything. So look at Rashi to explain what's going on a little bit better. So Rashi says, look at Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, narrow lines down in Rashi. Maimer achar bia v'get. Get lezu was given first. Ubal lezu to another one. Umaimer l'shlishis, and then maimer is done to a third woman, the three yavamos here. Kone maimer v'tzricha get v'aser b'krovoseha. So that third mimer, even Rabbi Gamliel agrees it will have an effect and asks the relatives. Now that's the question. How could that be? V'misa'i amris misafkele, says Rashi, b'tchias ha-get v'knias mimer. If Rabbi Gamliel is unsure whether the get or whether the mimer is effective at all, teve hach bia emtsa, it's the bia that takes place in the middle, sandwiched between the mimer get or the get and mimer, it should be considered kibia b'tchila v'tikne. It should work. It should be effective. I mean, everything afterwards shouldn't be effective. V'lo tene ma'isa shlisha. The shlisha should be considered insignificant. Bein beget achar bia u'maimer. Bein b'maimer achar bia v'get. Mimanavshach. Either way, no matter what order we put it in, whether it's maimer bia get or it's get bia maimer, either way, that third ma'isa should be ineffective. Mimanavshach. Why? Because get achar bia u'maimer lo lahane. Why? Because the mimer kam, if the first mimer was effective, it was kone legamre, sula mahani bia v'get abasa. So the bia that's done afterwards should be, simply be the bia znus. And then the mimer after, the get afterwards should also be meaningless. And the if you say, mimer lo kani midi, the mimer that was done initially wasn't accomplished anything, nimseh, so that mimer just will delete it. And nimseh's bia sha'achav, the next mice, which is a bia, should really be viewed as bia betchila and kshera. And once the bia is kshera, v'sulo mani get b'shlishes. That shouldn't be effective. And same thing with the other way around. If the get was given first, the same exactly manav shach. So nonetheless, even though that's the case, Rabbi Gamliel says we're still concerned with the third maisa that will be have a mahani, will have an effect. And according to what Rava suggests in Rabbi Gamliel, the manav shach, that third maisa should have no effect at all. So Abai therefore rejects Rava's understanding of how Rabbi Gamliel works. So what's Abai's understanding? How does Rabbi Gamliel understand ein get acher get ein maimer achamayer a maimer? So this is even trickier now. So El Amar Abai says li olam pshita l'Rabbi Gamliel beget dedachi u'maimer dekani. Really, Rabbi Gamliel agrees that the get has an effect and the maimer has an effect. He's not bestopic at all. He knows it. It's kona something. It's docha something. Mihu. However, Amar Rabban, the Rabbi said ha yivama bechad. B'tzad mani b'get, u'b'chad tzad mani by mimer. The get and mimer are affecting different parts of that relationship. So let's say there's the yavam, the yavama, so the mimer only affects 50% of that relationship, only miktas, and the get affects the other half. They don't work on the same line. So he explains further. We'll look at Rashi to clarify this. Again, mi'u amir rabbanim, ha yavama b'chad tzad in one side mani b'get, the get is docha only half of her, and b'chad tzad another side of her, mani by mimer. The mimer is also effective. So get acher get lo dachi, deha dachi lay kama. So a get given after one get doesn't work because they have two different tracks, if you will. The get works on her left side, for example, and the mimer works on the right side. So once one get was given, that knocks off the left side of all the other yavamos. So to give another get, it doesn't work because that was already taken care of by the first get. And mimer acher mimer also lo kani. The kani le kama. When he gave the first mimer, that works on the right side. The right side of the woman, that's what's being coded through mimer. So once one mimer is given, yavam ti yavama, all the yavamos have a mimer that is no longer available, and ain mimer acha mimer. That's how he explains it. However, if you do a mimer acha get or get acha mimer, they're working about two different sides of the relationship here. So get acha mimer or mimer acha get, hai milsa kadachi, hai milsa kakani. The mimer is being coned at the right side, and the get's being doche at the left side, if you will, and therefore they could work on two different tracks, and it's still a hachalos. That's his complicated understanding of Rabbi Gamliel. Now, the Rabbanan, which means the Chachamim in the Mishnah, who hold mimer acher mimer and get acher get, how do they hold then? If they're working two different sides, mimer's on one side, so shouldn't there be one mimer and the other mimer shouldn't be effective? So he says, no. Rabbanan of the Mishnah, ko chad v'chata kinu le Rabbanan, get u'mimer b'yavam. The way this works is that it's not that when one yavam gives mimer to the yavama, it knocks off all the yavam yavamas possible. No. Each Yavam, his relationship, has a Maimer option. And he could do a Maimer to another woman. And each Yavam could do Maimer to each of the Yavamah. So there's a line drawn from every Yavam to every Yavamah. So granted, it only works one side, whatever that means partially, but each Yavam has the option for Yavamah. So although Yavam A did Maimer to Yavamah A, so Yavam B could also do Maimer to, Yavam A could still do Yavamah, one more time. Yavam could do Maimer to Yavamah A, but he could also do Maimer to Yavamah B. He has a line to be drawn to each of these women, and therefore there is Maimer, Acha Maimer. That's his understanding. Okay, so that's quite complicated. The next few lines is even more complicated, and then after they get to the next six lines, then it gets smooth sailing. So now that's Abai's understanding of this partial Yavamah Maimer, and rather Maimer get work on two different tracks. Now, Hai Bia Psula, Adifa Mi Maimer, Vigriya Mi Maimer. Now, what we're addressing in this line is very key. I think we got that one. So look at Rashi, the first wide line down in Rashi, the end of the line. Hai Bia Psula. What exactly is this addressing now? This is still part of Abai's explanation. Hai Bia Psula, Kolomer, Lahachi Amar Rabban Gamliel, Yesh Get Acher Bia, Sha'acher Maimer. Now, there's a Get Acher Bia, Acher Maimer. That initial mission we brought earlier, where Abai asked the question, he's trying to address that Esive that he himself brought. So that case where there's a Get, that was Acher Bia, which was after Maimer, which is a case of Maimer, Bia, and Get. The Get's a third thing, that Get has a has apostles. The Yesh Maimer, Acher Bia, the Get. Or if it's a case where Get, Bia, Maimer. So again, whether it's Maimer, Bia, Get, or Get, Bia, Maimer, that third Maisa is apostle. Deha Bia, Emsais, she Psula. That middle step, which was the Bia, that's called the Bia Psula. Why is it called Bia Psula? We know Bia Psula is apostle if Yibam is no longer an option, it's called a Bia Psula. And since it was Maimer was done to A, and you did Bia to B, that Bia is a Bia Psula, because you can't really marry. Now you're marrying to Yivamos. So that can't be allowed. And if a Get was given first, that Lo Yivne, so Bia is no longer an option, that Bia is also called a Bia Psula. So how come after Bia Psula is done, we could still acknowledge a Get, or we could still acknowledge a Maimer? That's what he's trying to address at this point now. So says Abai further, Hai Bia Psula, on one hand, it's a difa mi mimer, it's stronger than a mimer. Yet on the other hand, it's griya mi mimer, it's also weaker than a mimer. In what way? It's a difa mi mimer, in that dilu mimer, acha mimer, lo mahani. That according to Rabbi Gamliel, ein mimer acha mimer. So that means the mimer is very weak. Once the mimer is done, a second mimer has no effect. However, ilu bia acha mimer mahani, but a bia that takes place after Maimer will have an effect, will be possible. That shows Bia stronger than a Maimer. A Bia can exist after Maimer, but a Maimer cannot exist after Maimer. However, it's also Griya mi Maimer. A Bia is also weaker, it's inferior to a Maimer, in that Dilu Maimer Acher Get Kanile Lakula Shir the Get. If a Get was given first, and then a Maimer was given after the Get, that Maimer acquires whatever the Get left alone. And vilu bia acher get, but if it was a get and then a bia afterwards, lo kani le kula ishir the get. But the bia after get does not acquire that which remains. So again, bit tricky here. So what's going on here? Let's take a look at some Rashi's here. So Rashi says that, look at Rashi's two wide lines down, adifa mi maimer. We'll read through a few lines of Rashi's here. Dilu bia acher maimer mahania. Bia that was done after maimer, it affects. Kitaktani get acher bia umaimer. Alma yesh bia acher maimer. In other words, a get that was given after bia that was given after maimer, or in other words, maimer bia get, that get actually passes because we acknowledge the bia as being something. It has some chalos to then allow the get to have a chalos afterwards. Ugriya mi maimer, it's weaker than a maimer. Dilu maimer acher get, kani le lakula shira the get. What does that mean, says Rashi? Koma deshire get le maimer, whatever the get left to the maimer, the ein maimer acher moa klum achrav. Imchazar v'asa mimer b'shlishis. So, if you did mimer the third stage, it wouldn't work. Kedekamer Rabban Gamliel, ein mimer acher mimer v'lo shna, doesn't make a difference. I have a mimer rishon acher get ilo ein mimer acher. Whenever there's mimer done first, I don't care if mimer was on the second stage or even the third stage. A mimer can never have any chalos after one mimer was once done. V'lo plug bein shi mimer rishon b'tchila bein shi acher get. Fine. So he agrees that mimer can never take effect after one mimer has already been done. However, Komadashar get levia, whatever the get was left over, it goes over to the bia, the yesh maimer acha bia of a get. If a get was given first, and then there was a bia, and then there was a maimer, the maimer completes whatever was left over. Kititnan, ha bi'ila bizman shi betchila ein acharei klum. Aval be'emsa, if bia was done in emsa, yesh acharei klum, it leaves over some chalos to still be there, so bia, that's after, rather, a maimer, after a bia, which is after a get, that maimer is chal, because the bia doesn't complete everything. In other words, when one maimer was done, so then no other maimer can be done afterwards. It completes everything. But when bia was done, it leaves over some space for a get to be chal, and there's some chalos. So either way, we see that he's trying to explain, very confusing. He's trying to explain, although Rabbi Gamliel holds ein bia, ein maimer acha maimer, vein get achar get, how come there is get acher mimer and mimer acher bia, acher get? That's he's trying to explain, because a bia psula in the middle, when it's there in the sandwich in the middle, it doesn't accomplish so much there and leaves aside the third maisa to be chal. Okay, requires a lot of review, but that was the complicated part of the Gemara. So now the rest is going to be, as I said, quite smooth. So now the Gemara is going to go through different scenarios. It's a pretty straightforward brisa of ein get acher get and ein mimer acher mimer according to Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham of our Mishnah. So the Brisa says around eight narrow lines up, Taner Rabbanim, Ketad, Amr Rabbi Gamliel, Ein Get Acher Get. How does he hold? What's a case where there is no Get Acher Get? So it just tells us very clearly. Shtei Yavamos, Shenafu L'Yavam, L'Fnei Yavam Echad. One Yavam and two Yavamos. V'nasan Get Lazu, V'Get Lazu. He gives a get to each one of the Yavamos. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Chalich L'Rishona. He gives a does chalitza to the first one only, v'yaser b'krovosah, and he can't marry the other relatives, u'moter b'krovos shnia, but the second one, he can, that second get that was given was really completely worthless, and he the relatives can marry each other. However, hacham omrim, nasan get lezu v'get lezu, aser b'krovos shten v'chalitza achas mem. So the din is that the get is chal for both yivamos, and the relatives are both aser, v'chenata omer b'shnei yivamam, yivama achas. That first case was one yavam, the two shei yivamos, but the shnei yivamam and one yivama achas, that would be the same exact halacha. That's all. Ain get acher get. Next, ketad amar Rabbi Gamliel ain mimer acher mimer. What's a scenario whereby there's no mimer after a mimer? So shnei yivamos shenaflu yivam lifnei yivam echad. V'yasa mimer bezuva amimer bezu. The one yavam, this mimer to both of the yivamos. Rabbi Gamliel omer nosin get l'rishona v'chalitza. He has to give a get to the first wife to remove the mimer that was done, and he also to do chalitza to remove the zika. To marry her relatives. However, but the second wife is allowed, because ain't mimer acha mimer. The second mimer had no effect at all. That's his understanding. And chachamim omrim, no sin get l'shtein, v'sh'aser b'krovos shtein, v'chalitza l'achas mem. He has to give a get to both, because the mimer was effective for both yivamos, and therefore he has to give a get to both of them, and just one chalitza is enough to remove the zika for both of them, and that and aser and krovos of both of them. And v'cheinat ta'omer b'shtei yivamam, v'yivama achas, the same exact halach would be true when there are two men and one woman, if each one were to do a mimer, each woman to do a get. Fine. So that's the b'risa. So now the Gemara is going to analyze each of these steps of the b'risa. It says, Amar mar, no sein get lezu, v'get lezu, Rabbi Gamliel omer chalitz l'rishona v'asa b'krovosa, u'mota b'krovoshnia. So that was the b'risa. So Gemara says, wait a second. How could that chalitza work? He now just gave her a get first. So now there's a klal that we have a statement we saw in our klal, but a shita, the lema, teve tiufta de Shmuel. Let this be a contradiction to the shita of Shmuel. What does Shmuel hold? Damar Shmuel, chalatz lebailas haget lo niftirat sara. So he holds, if a get was given to one of the women, one of the yavamos, a chalitza actually will not exempt the tsara. He has to give a chalitza to both of them. If everything was equal, there's two yavamos and one yavam, he does chalitza to one, that removes the hazika from both yavamos. But if he gave a get to one of them, what happened there, that get would had mixas, chalitz, if you will. He now weakened the zika. And when he subsequently does chalitza to that woman, that chalitza is weak as well, because it's affecting a very low-level zika. It does not have the strength to undo the zika of the tzara either. So that's Shita Shmuel. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, he said, when you give get to the first, to both of them, only the first one something, the ain't get acher get, the second get doesn't work for anything. He gives a get to the first one. He gives chalitza to the first one as well. How could that chalitza now work on the tzara? Isn't that now considered a weak chalitza? Isn't that a tiyufta against Shmuel? Just look at, actually it's a long Rashi, look at Rashi, but that's the question. A weak chalitza that's given after a get is too weak to release the tzara. But certainly Rabbi Gamliel says it's not too weak. It actually has the ability. A chalitza given to the Baal Saget can release not only the Baal Saget, but even the Tzara. So the Gemara says, no. Amr l'chashmul, Shmuel says, ki amra ano, when I said my position that a chalitza l'Baal Saget does not release the Tzara, lo niftir Tzara, that was only aliba deman damar yesh zika. Those who hold the zika, why? Because if you hold that there's zika, so the get that was given, let's say there are two women, two Yivamos, so the get that was given to Yivama A made the Zika smaller for her. But the other one, the Yivama B, that Zika still stays strong. So when you give Chalitza to the A with the weaker Zika, that's a very small type of Chalitza. It's not potent enough to now release the stronger Zika that already exists. That's when I said it doesn't work. However, Rabbi Gamliel holds A in Zika. There's no Zika at all. So therefore, even though chalitza is given to this woman who got the get ready, it's not affecting a Zika. It works some other way. However it works, you don't need to address big Zika, small Zikas. A chalitza is given. The Torah says it releases all the women. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel holds A in Zika. And that's why chalitza to Baal Saget will also release the Tara. But I hold Shmuel like the one who holds that there is Zika. And therefore, a chalitza affecting a weak Zika won't also release from a stronger Zika. That's his understanding. So now the Gemara says, from the fact that now we have to conclude that Rabbi Gamliel of our Mishnah here in this fifth parak holds that there's no Zika, let's assume now the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah, they must hold Savar Yesh Zika, they must hold the opposite, that they're Zika. Now, the Gemara is going to conclude that's not the case. They actually, no one holds Zika. They're arguing about get achar get, maim racha maim, nothing to do with Zika at all. But the Gemara has this quick havamina. So it must be Rabbanan Savar Yesh Zika in our Mishnah. The Katani, Yisefa, however, our Mishnah seems to say otherwise, because V'cheinata Omer B'shnei Yivamim V'Yivama Achas, so two Yivamim and Yivama Achas, let's say Lema Teve Tiyufta, the Rabba Bar Bar Avhuna, Amarav, the Rabba Bar Avhuna, Amarav, Chalitza Psula, Tzri Chalachza Kolachin. He holds that a Chalitza Psula, a weak Chalitza, which means that a Chalitza where Yivam is no longer an option. If a get was given first, so it's lo yivna, now you can't do chalitza anymore, or chalitza is a psula, yivam is not an option, that's called a chalitza psula, so since it's a weaker chalitza, each of the brothers have to do chalitza separately to the yivam. So let's say that's a tiyufta. How's that a tiyufta? So if you look at Rashi, three lines down from the top here, of Nun Aleph Amabiz, Rashi says, v'katani seifa. V'chein ata omer b'shei yivamam, d'im nitnu shneim get, if both yivamam give a get to the yivama, chalitz le'echamem, one that's chalitza. V'afilu l'rabban, even the rabbanon of our Mishnah, damer yesh zika, sagile b'ha chalitza ru'a, d'chai minayu. It's enough for just one brother to do chalitza, even though both of them had given a get, only one has to do the chalitza. But we just saw a quote in the Gemara, that chalitza psula, which means yibam is no longer an option, all the brothers have to do it. So that clearly assumes that a chalitza psula has to tzricha l'achzar kolachem, that assumes yesh zika. But our Rabbanan of the Mishnah holds that only one brother needs to do that, which assumes that there is no zika. So how can you say Rabbanan yesh zika? It's clear that our Rabbanan hold ain't zika in the Mishnah against Rabbi Gamliel. Those who argue Rabbi Gamliel, but they agree to Rabbi Gamliel in that ain't zika. So Gemara says, you're right, ain't a chanami. Amar lecha Rabba bar Rav Huna, bein the Rabbi Gamliel, bein the Rabbanan savri ain't zika. The two opinions of our Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak, both them hold, both Rabbi Gamliel and Chacham hold, there's no Zika, and they're arguing about the different topic, Hacha beget achar get, umaymer achar get, achar maymer rather kamifki, that's what they're arguing about. But Lagabe, those who hold Yesh Zika, those opinions, who is not anyone from our Mishnah, according to those, then a chalitza psula is weak, it won't release the tzara, and also each of the brothers would have to give a separate chalitza, because it's a weak chalitza that they're dealing with. But again, our Mishnah, in this fifth parak, both opinions hold ain't Zika at all. Okay, now this is where it gets really easy. So Gemara then says, Amar Mar, Asa, Mimer Bezu, Umimer Bezu. If both of them do Mimer, back to the Bryce in the bottom of Nun Aleph, Amad Aleph, Rabbi Gamliel held, Omer Nosen get the Rishona, the Chalitzla, the Asa Bekurvasa. Only the first Mimer is really acknowledged, and he does Chalitza and Asa to her relatives. However, the second Mimer was really worthless, Umote Bekurvashnia. Fine, that's the case. Now asks Gemara, Michte, Kisavar Rabbi Gamliel, ain't Mimer Acha Mimer. So the second Mimer was ineffective. So Rishona Nami Tisyabim. So how come we're saying in this case where Mimer is given to both Yivamos that we don't acknowledge the second Mimer, fine. The first Mimer we acknowledge. But why is the only option on the table Chalitza to that first one? We know if you do Mimer to Yivama, you could also do Yibum afterwards. Why are we saying, oh, you must do Chalitza to that first woman? Do Mimer and then do Yibum to her. So Gemara says the reason why is because had he not done a second mimer, Einachnami. He did mimer to the one Yivama, he could have done Yibum. But since he gave a second mimer, things get a bit confusing. And what would happen is, if we were to say that Yibum would be allowed to the first mimer, we might think, a person might think, oh, maybe Yibum to the second mimer would also be affected, which is certainly not true. It would be a real Isser. So that's why we don't allow mimer even to the first one, as the Gemara says, Gezerah, Duma Asa, Liyavume, Lishniya. And therefore they answered, it's a Gezerah, not to do allow Yibum when two mimers were given. So then the Gemara says, Amr, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a following statement. Rabbi Gamliel, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Ube Nazai, Rabbi Nehemiah. These six, wait, one, two, three, four, five, tonight all hold Kula Svirlai, Mimer, Kone, Kinin Gamar. They all hold that Mimer affects a complete Kinin. Now Rashi is quick to tell us it's not really a complete Kinin. Rashi tells us that Eino Kinin, where's that line of Rashi I wanted? Here, like seven narrow lines down, Kinin Gamur, Lo Gamur Mamish, Ela Kinin Choshev, not really a complete Kinin, but a strong Kinin. And as we have many places in Shas where we have these types of lumping together different opinions, they're not all saying the same exact thing, but they're the same side, the same corner, but not exactly the same. So the Gemara goes through one by one. So Rav Gamliel, Hada Amran, we just saw Rav Gamliel, who holds Ein Mimer Acher Mimer, because the first Mimer was effective. So that means the second mimer was ineffective. So he holds that mimer is kone kinin gamer. Next one, Beis Shammai, the Tzan, the Mishnah tells us, Shlosha Achen, you have three brothers. They're called Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnai Mehem Nesun L'Shtei Achayos. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, and Echad Mufne and Levi is single. Meis Echad Mibale Achayos. One of the brothers married to sisters, we'll call him Reuven, dies. The Aser Ba Mufna Mimer. So Levi, who's the single one, does mimer to Reuven's wife. However, Acharkach, Meis Achiv Asheni. Now Shimon dies. The other brother married to the sister. So now what happens is he has two sisters that are zakuktim, and we can't marry two sisters, or one of the two sisters we can't marry because they're both zakuktim. So says Mishnah, says Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai Omrim Isho Imo. His wife's with him. Who's his wife? The one he did mimer with. He's with him. And the second one, Levi, rather Shimon's wife, Halazu Teitim Mishim Achos Isha. That doesn't chalt him. It doesn't nuffle him because he's already married to Reuven's wife. He can't marry his her sister now. So we see from Beis Shammai clearly that Mimer was strong enough to create a Kinyan Gamor between Levi and Ashes Reuven to knock off Ashes Shimon. So as you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Ashes Imo, Isha Imo rather, the Kanya B'Mimer, who's Kona, complete with the Mimer, the Ashes Reuven, the Chinof La'achosa, when the sister felt him, Lo Ramya Kame, the Achos Ishi, Velo Mitaswe Kamaisa, doesn't ask for the first one, Allah, Mishim Achos Zakuka, because he already was considered married through the Mimer. That's how we see Beis Shammai holds Mimer is Kona Kinyan Gamor. Next, Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya. We need to look at Rashi first to explain what Rabbi Shimon is responding to. To look at Rashi, Rashi tells us, Amar Lehem, Rabbi Shimon. L'kaman v'per ka'isha rabba, later on we're going to see. A ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, a nine-year-old boy. Habala yivamto, v'chazer uba achiv, ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, Allah. So they're twins, let's say, nine-year-old boys. And they're both ba on the yivama. The older brother died and left behind a wife, a yivama. You have two yivamim now. They're both yivamim are ba on the yivama. The din is, according to the Chachamim, psula al yado. When the second one performs Yibum, he passes even the first one. The Biaz ben Teisha Shanim, this is a key line now, a Bi of a ben Teisha Shanim is Kemimer Shavya Rabbanim. Even though it's not really Mimer, Mimer, as we said, is some type of Kedusha Kesev, but the Chacham said, a Biaz Teisha Shanim, a nine-year-old boy's Bia, is equivalent to Mimer. V'havale Mimer Acha Mimer. So now, in essence, this is two boys, two nine-year-old boys doing Bia, is like Mimer Acha Mimer. So now she's married to two brothers. Upasla afal rishon. So now that asks her to the first one as well. Kirabana damer yesh mimer acha mimer. The both asks her. Rabbi Shimon, as we'll see in the Gemara in just a second, responds lo pasli. Doesn't think it's possible. Why not? Look inside the Gemara now. Rabbi Shimon detania. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Omer lehem Rabbi Shimon lechachamim im bias rishon bia. If the first one, the first nine-year-old boy, was a good bia, then bia sheni ayim bia. There's no need. There's no space for a second kingdom. In Bias Rishon Eino Bia, if the first one was ineffective, that means Bias Shedi Nami Eino Bia, and Bia, however you slice it, the second one certainly won't be good. So V'ha Bias Ben Shtesha the Kemimer Shavir Abanon. So Chachama equated the Bia of a nine-year-old boy to that of a Mimer. V'kamar Remeshun Eino Bia, and he holds that's not Bia, the second one. Why not? Because the first Bia was effective, it was a Mimer, and Mimer therefore is Kinin Kona Gamor, which then doesn't allow a second Mimer afterwards. So in essence, he's saying Ein Mimer Acha Mimer, just like Rabbi Gamliel says, he's just using instead of Mimer, he's using Bias Ben Teisha Shan. So then the next example is Ben Azai. Ben Azai, Detanya, Benazi Omer Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, like the Shita of Chachamim, Bishne Yivamam Vivama Achas, only when there are two men to one woman, the Ein Maimer Acher Maimer Bishne Yivamos Vivam Echad. But if there are two Yavamos and only one Yavam, there is no second Maimer. Why not? So his understanding is, I'll say it's outside, each man is given one Maimer. So when there are two Yavamim, so they each do Maimer separately to the one Yavama. But if it's one Yavam to two Yavamos, each man only has one Maimer. He only has one Maimer to give one Yavama. If he does it to the second one, it's not going to work. He only has one Maimer to use. And therefore, since he holds that the first Maimer had an effect, that means the second one has no effect because Maimer is konage. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, the last narrow line of Rashi, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer Bishnei Yavamin V'Yavama Achas D'chol Chad V'Chad T'kinu Le'Rabbanu Maimer Ba. Each Yavam has one Maimer to use. However, Ein Maimer Acher Maimer Bishnei Yavamos V'Yavam Echad D'chol Koach Shetiknu Chachamim B'Maimer. All the strength that he was given with the Maimer, he already used Kan B'Maimer Rishon. So that same Yavam can't use Maimer a second time to a different Yavama, because he too Ben Azi also holds that Maimer is Kone Kinyan Gomer. And finally, Rabbi Nechemia de Tanan, this Rabbi Nechemia of our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, at the end of that Mishnah, it's on Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Achas Bila, Achas Chalitza, whether or not Bia was done or Chalitza was done, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Mesof, Ein Achra Klum, whether or not it was done in the beginning, the middle, the end, I don't care which stage, both the Bia and Chalitza equally have the effect, and nothing afterwards will have any Chalos. For Bia Psula, the Kamaimer Shavi Rabbanon. Just like we said, Bia's Teisha Shanim is equivalent to Maimer, so to a Bia Psula, is considered like a mimer, the Bia Psul, because it was Bia Petchila, or rather, Bia Be'emsa, or Bia Besof is considered Bia Psula, because you can't remarry her at that point, because once you did something to the first woman, the first Yivama, whether it's a get or mimer, any Bia done to another one is called a Bia Psula, yet it's still like a Shavri Abanam, and there yet, Katani Einachariya Klum, meaning a Bia Psula, which works like a mimer, nothing afterwards will have an effect, must be because a mimer as a Kinyan, Kinyan Gamer. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. All right.